If you ask Mike Fader to describe what he does on his weekly radio program in New York, he'll probably respond with something like this.
I open the microphone and I just talk. I talk about anything and everything for an hour, usually without stopping.
Much of what Fader talks about is himself. He spent more than 30 of his 56 years in psychotherapy and seems to have a compulsive need to explain himself. Now he's written a book about his life of perpetual personal crisis. John Kalish has this story on why people care about this genuine New York character.
For more than 20 years, Fader's radio show, Hard Work, on WBAI-FM, has featured stream-of-consciousness monologues on such intimate topics as his mother's suicide, his rocky relationship with his father, grappling with hemorrhoids, and a period in his life when he frequented porn theaters. Critics have praised the emotional honesty of Fader's confessional broadcasts, in which he has even gone so far as to recount on the air the time he was confined to a psychiatric ward in 1971.
I had just left the employment agency where I worked because I literally couldn't function anymore. I was having frequent, extremely frightening hallucinations, and I was losing track of what time it was, what day it was. Finally, I got so nuts that I couldn't stay on the outside. I had to be locked up.
Fader's program is heard on Pacifica Radio's WBAI, which has a long history of encouraging highly personal broadcasting.
Sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself so that I can learn about myself, so that I can change, and other people are overhearing me. Everybody in the audience, I think of them as overhearing my own dialogue, although I know I'm entertaining people. After all, after years and years of getting all these letters and calls, I know there are actual people listening to me.
I think I went up to him one of the first times that I saw him. I said, "You don't know me, but you're one of my best friends," because that's how you feel. You just feel so close to this person.
Jane Shumsky is a longtime listener who has attended some of Fader's off-the-air storytelling performances.
I had a troubled childhood. I've struggled with depression most of my life, and he can articulate these feelings so well. It was very comforting, the way that he could articulate his mishigas.
So comforting, in fact, that some listeners have gotten involved in Fader's life. One became his mistress and is now his wife. Another provided an apartment, and a third listener got Fader a job as a paralegal.
It's a very large law firm, and I will get on the radio and say how I didn't do anything for the last month except read books or make fun of lawyers to a point of utter viciousness. And I come in the next day, and they say, "Great show." Now, I don't know what that means. If I was them, I'd fire me.
Fader eventually quit that job so that he could work full-time performing. He says that through it all, his primary responsibility is to be honest with his audience. But he seems uneasy at times with the pedestal that some of his listeners have put him on.
I've had people call me up and ask me to come over to their apartment, and I did that one time, but I wouldn't do it anymore. One time I went over and did a little marriage counseling, because I wanted to help these people. Sometimes they'll approach me and start telling me their stories. I hear people's stories in a heartbeat.
Over the years, he's gotten a number of calls from people in mental institutions, as well as psychotherapists and their patients who listen. Stephen Burke, one of Fader's longtime listeners, says Fader's emotional intimacy on the air opens other people up.
Fader will talk about things on the air that others in the privacy of their own lives might never even give voice to themselves, let alone another person, let alone total strangers. And he does that not only, I think, for his own catharsis, but I think he has long since appreciated that there are many people who heal themselves as he's going through his own self-healing through talk.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. This is Mike Fader, and the name of the show is Hard Work. As you can tell, I've had about 1 hour's sleep, and I am, on top of that, in my yearly state of utter immobility and fear, which for some reason...
Mike Fader's new memoir is titled The Talking Cure. The book has been praised by monologuist Spalding Gray, who feels that spilling your guts publicly isn't always a good thing.
It's gone a very sour route. It's gone from the me generation to this, you know, Jerry Springer, where people get up and just vomit. It's just plain vomit. They're not processing their confessions. And I think it's reached its low point now. But I think it's important when it's done with a kind of consciousness, because it had some important resonance for you. And therefore you trust that it will for other people.
Fader sure doesn't resonate with everybody. Some loyal listeners vow to stop tuning in when he announced on the air he had left his wife and kids. Nevertheless, he's got an audience of thousands who keep tuning in for his latest stories, like this one about a total stranger whose possessions he found in an old storage facility.
There I was in dead storage, and I'm going through this stuff. And at one point, I just sort of let out, I can't describe it as anything else but an anguished kind of yowl. Where are you, pal? What the hell happened to you? Where did you go? Where is your wife? Where are your kids? There's nobody left to remember you but me, a total stranger. And this man's entire life is in there, in dead storage. Only memories remain. Only memories.
I'm an old-fashioned storyteller who always has a moral to the story. Sometimes there's a little ambivalence at the end, but that's the moral. The moral will be that life is ambivalent. I think the ultimate moral of all my stories is perseverance is necessary because it can always get better.
Mike Fader is persevering. In the 1980s, following a rave review in the New York Times, his theatrical storytelling career took off and then fizzled. This fall, he'll start telling stories on stage again and undoubtedly will be inviting his radio audience to drop by. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.